We're back for hour two of Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner is with us as well. Coming up this segment, we are scheduled to be joined by Laird Veach, the acting athletics director at K-State, taking over for John Curry for the time being as he moves on to take the AD job at Tennessee. We will talk some basketball coming up this hour as well. We can take some of your questions from Twitter, the Game KMAN, or JL Kurtz to get those in. And we'll look at the week ahead. There is a lot going on, certainly, between the men, the women, and K-State baseball playing very well right now also. We could take some phone calls later on in the hour as well. And I should mention as well, 525, audio from Chris Beard, who had very strong words in support of Bruce Weber and K-State making the NCAA tournament. Not so strong for his own team. He was not thrilled with the Texas Tech effort in that game after K-State wins that one fairly easily, one of the better performances of the year for K-State. Now they head into the Big 12 tournament, which should be a very intriguing tournament, I think, for a lot of people with how this season played out. But K-State's going to have, in a lot of ways, the biggest game of the year coming up with Baylor, one that may determine their NCAA tournament fate.
Yeah, interesting to look at that and say that they'll be playing in the last game on Thursday night, so they and Baylor will be the two last teams to play in the first 2 days. That's, I think, a little bit odd for K-State, but I they split during the season. It's a tough matchup. Baylor has really had an interesting ride. I was figuring this up today. They start 20-1, then they lose 4 out of 6, and then win 3 of their last 4. And the lone loss in that 4-game stretch was at Iowa State. So they had that little stretch there of 6 games where they lost 4 times to, albeit good teams, and kind of started with the game at Waco against K-State. They rebounded pretty nicely. They're going to be a hard out, I think. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just look at their collection of talent. I mean, Motley, LeCompte, K-State knows all about certainly LeCompte with the way that he played. You know, the game here in Manhattan.
And he, by the way, if people are wondering, did not play in the last 2 games, will be available Thursday. I think had that final game had a little more importance, they kind of felt like he could go. But for precaution, they set him out in the Texas game, and they won pretty handily anyway.
I know this is a cliched statement, but Baylor does feel like one of those teams that could make a run, perhaps win the tournament with what they have, but then also you could see them getting beat by K-State.
Sure. I think you can make an argument either way. I think odds are probably better that they will make a run than that they won't. They are 25-6. I think you can look at their non-con and their entire schedule and say they beat as many quality teams as anybody in the land. So when they're right, they're good. But there are games where, I think about how K-State, how well they played, as an example, in the first half at Waco. So, you know what? You can make an argument that K-State will have a shot, too. I think the tournament will be interesting from the standpoint of, I think everybody understands that KU's the favorite. And maybe that's always the way it is, or seems like it's almost always that way it is, But I've liked Baylor all along. I think they'll have a chance. You can't really sit there after the 2 games between West Virginia and Kansas and say they have no chance, right?
No.
I mean, they blew the game in Lawrence, and they beat them in Morgantown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a no-brainer, even though KU, it'd be like a home game for KU. That's the real advantage that they have, honestly.
Well, I thought it was interesting to try and debate because, we were talking about it a little bit as the group of media that were waiting for the press conference at the end of the game. Would you rather play Iowa State or would you rather play Baylor? Because that's who it was going to come down to.
Sure.
For that spot for K-State in the 3-6 game. And I don't know, to me, it's probably Baylor because you have beaten them already this year. Iowa State got you twice, and seemingly you just don't match up quite as well with them. And, I mean, Iowa State is red hot right now at the moment. So I think I would have gone with Baylor in that scenario.
I couldn't argue with that. I think you, when you look at Iowa State and the way they closed, I think you really have to tip your cap to Steve Prohm and say that guy did a really good job. Really good job. They were basically a team without a center for a large portion of the season. then in the last probably half of the conference season, with Solomon Young in there, he started to give them a little bit, and they started to click. I think that was part of it. I wouldn't give it all the credit to him because their seniors were good. But he helped a lot. When you have those other four guys, if you just have a guy that defends and scores 3 or 4 points and gets 5 or 6 or 7 rebounds, that's big. And he did that.
You know, and as far as the tournament goes with K-State, heading into it with some momentum here, having a couple of victories that they pick up last week over TCU and then Texas Tech, I think as much had been swirling around the program and as much talk as there has been over the last couple of weeks, you have to give them some credit for being able to just keep things together. You know, I mean, that's something we didn't hit on too much last hour, but I think first and foremost, to be able to just go get those wins and put everything behind you that's happening outside, you know, block everything out, put the blinders on after what happened in Norman is impressive and deserves to be, you know, recognized that they did that. It's only the second time all year that they've won back-to-back Big 12 games.
Yeah, it really was, I think, very pleasing to the coaching staff after an incredibly tough home loss to Oklahoma State. You follow that up with what I'll describe as the stinker in Norman, and then come back and win those two games like that. I think you do have to give them some credit for some toughness, some mental toughness, and just getting after it a little bit. I thought they played quite well in the ball game in Fort Worth, and as we mentioned last hour, they really defended at a real good quality level on Saturday, and that was good enough to win the ball game.
Again, we're waiting on Laird Veach to call in, K-State acting athletics director, with John Curry now on his way to be the AD at Tennessee. And later on this hour, we'll get the latest bracketology updates for where K-State is at right now and what's going on there.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but I need to get some severe weather news out there real quick, if you don't mind. There has been a severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka for northwestern Pottawatomie County, and that's going to be in effect until 6 o'clock, as a thunderstorm was located at 5:11, so just a few moments ago, over towards Olsburg. It's heading north-northeast right now at 55 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts have been reported with this storm, along with quarter-size hail. And locations impacted when it comes to northwestern Pottawatomie County. That does include Westmoreland, Tuttle Creek Lake in there as well. So once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for northwestern Pottawatomie County until 6 o'clock.
All right, appreciate the update there, Mitch. And again, hopefully we'll have Laird Veach with us here soon, K-State acting athletics director. As we mentioned early on, I mean, I'm sure right now his world is pretty crazy, so I can imagine that something could possibly come up there, but we'll work on that and see if we can get him there. I mean, I know we talked a lot about the athletic director situation in the first hour of the show, but certainly I think he's going to be a guy that is considered amongst a whole host of candidates here for the permanent position, and there is a search committee being headed by Amy Button-Renz that's going to handle some of this as well.
Yeah, a lot of confidence, I think, in Amy Button-Renz from the top with President Myers. And, you know, she did such a great job, I think, the last time in hiring John Curry. I don't know what you thought of the selection committee, but it seemed like a really good cross-section of folks. You always want to have a student representative in there. And and I'm glad that they're doing a national search. I think you should, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This goes for not just the athletic director, but if you're talking about a coaching search, one of the things that drives me nuts that you hear when, I guess it could in some ways be when people are talking about the next football coach here, whatever it's going to be. I never like the line of thinking, let's start with people with ties to K-State, alums, people that have coached here, whatever, and then that becomes your pool and you go from there. I just don't like the idea of necessarily narrowing the pool to just that. Now, there are a lot of qualified candidates and a lot of people with K-State ties that certainly fit the bill, and you could do very well
in
by
a lot
hiring.
Of jobs.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't like having that be a prerequisite to get the job, because you're just limiting the pool so very much like that.
Well, I guess you can look at it however you want, but if you were, I'm like you. There are a lot of great K-State people out there and highly qualified, but I don't think your point is well taken. I don't think you limit yourself. I think this will be a job that there will be a lot of sitting ADs at the Division I level that would have interest. Who are they? I'm not sure we know that yet, but maybe we'll find out in a few weeks.
You know, I did have someone ask, just while we're thinking about this, did have someone ask me the point of having Dante Barnett, who is the student representative there on that search committee. I mean, I think, to me, it's kind of obvious you would want to have a student athlete who is fresh to the situation give their input. I think that is something that's worthy of being heard, I guess, on the search committee. I would think that'd be the main reasoning for that.
Well, yeah, and you know, the students are such a big part of, you know, the experience that is K-State athletics every year. So I think there is an important – that is an important part of that committee. Having said that, you know, they're maybe a little bit limited on, you know, knowing some of the things that some of the other representatives of that committee would know just based on experience and what have you. But I think it's a good cross-section, and I think you're always wanting, you know, at least one student or former student athlete on that committee. And, you know, we all know Dante Barnett. He's a terrific young guy, and he's bright, and, you know, he'll work at it, no doubt about it.
Well, I've been told that shortly here we'll have Laird Veach calling in. So okay. When we do get him, we will make sure to bring that to you here on Wildcat Insider. If we have him when we come back, that's what you'll get. K-State's acting athletics director, Laird Veach. If not, I will play the Chris Beard, Texas Tech head coach, audio of him defending Bruce Weber and K-State's NCAA tournament chances here on Wildcat Insider.